Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Cruz, the man has no shame, no shame whatsoever. Or does the whole GOP really don't care about people? They don't care about working people. They proved it in the COVID virus stimulus package. Also, Mitch, you know, he just jammed through his agenda, jammed it right through the Supreme Court. They won the Supreme Court tax cuts for the rich. It's just an unbelievable thing. And now I hope Joe can get Manchin on board to put some good things through for the good people of the country. As far as the state of Wisconsin goes, do you think the GOP in this state will actually give a, do you think they'll even care about the drinking water in this state? Governor Evers is proposing millions of dollars for forever chemical testing, which is a serious problem we have in the state. Very serious. Walker and the GOP never did anything about it, and it's proven to cause cancers. I can't remember which ones they were, but at any rate, Governor Evers wants to test and try to clean this stuff up. It's very, very serious, and I don't know why the GOP don't seem to care about the drinking water, but without that, you don't have much of anything in the state. So with that, it's a lot of stuff, I guess, but yeah, you have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Very good comment. And let me just pick up on that. Right now, there's a lawsuit been filed in La Crosse, I think it is, against the Forever Chemical Companies. And it may be that it's going to have to be judicially resolved through damages and injunctions, which is sad. It should be resolved by our elected representatives. Here's the facts. At one time, Wisconsin had the reputation of being the most environmentally clean state in the country. And obviously there were some other good ones like Minnesota and some of the New England states. But the truth was that we cared about our environment. And even if you didn't care about the environment from a policy point of view, you had to care about it from an economic point of view. We have a large tourism industry in this state and a large agricultural industry, and it depends on clean water. Both of them depend on clean water. I mean, in the summer, people want our lakes, you know, they want to swim, kayak, canoe. They want to fish. I mean, we depend on our clean water. And some industries have simply developed what are called forever chemicals with a long name. And forever means forever. And once they get in, they don't come out. Not in our lifetime, and maybe not in the lifetime of, you know, modern history. It can be tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years. So what happens is in Marinette County, some of them are drinking bottled water, Kewaunee County. Some of these forever chemicals have been discharged already into Green Bay, which is hooked up with the Great Lakes. Great Lakes are about 25% of the fresh water on the entire planet. We are blessed to be living next to 25% of the fresh water in the entire planet. And we are casually polluting it. The DNR put in rules about testing for forever chemicals, setting standards by how much is dangerous. In my view, any is dangerous, but you know what, 10 parts per million or that kind of thing, whatever it was, don't hold me to that number. That's just an example. And you know what the Republicans did? They brought suit to say that the DNR doesn't have the authority to do that because it should be up to the legislature. And they said, we control the legislature and we're not doing it, so it can't be done. That's what they said. No, they control the legislature because of gerrymandering. And they were able to gerrymander because of Citizens United and social media and all that. and they're trying to do it again for the next 10 years. So a minority of people in the state, Democrats get more votes in legislative races, but their majorities are packed into Madison and Milwaukee with 80% districts. If you win a Democratic primary in Madison, you could go to Europe for the campaign and you still win. Same with Milwaukee. Go on vacation. But in the Republican districts, there are enough Democrats packed in, but still well below the number of Republicans. There are 55-45 Republican districts, or 53-47. And they packing, it's called packing and cracking. And that's what happens. Now, there's legislation being passed in the Congress to stop that at the federal level for Congress and Senate and Congress, because you can't gerrymander a whole state. But the fact is that those Republicans will vote to poison your water. You must understand that. If you don't understand that, then you're an ignorant voter. They will do two things. A Republican will do two things. He will do everything he can, every sneaky, tricky book he can, to steal your pension and poison your water. And the reason for that is that's where the money is for his donors. If you can bust your pension, tamper with Social Security, healthcare is part of that, so you tamper with Medicare, and frankly, tamper with public pension funds, they will take your pension because there's a lot of money in your pension. There's a handful of guys who would like to get their hands on it. And the second thing they will do is poison your water. Water is a great garbage dump for them. That's how they look at it. There are a lot of chemicals and a lot of other things that got to go somewhere. And it's easier to just shoot it into the water. That was heresy in this state 50 years ago. Gaylord Nelson invented Earth Day, May 1st, Earth Day. Bill Proxmire, strong environmentalist. Pat Lucey, the same. Les Aspin, some giants. There were giants back then. Giants strode the earth. Now you have people, trolls. Trolls strolling the earth in the service of their donors. So, Republican Party is judicially stopping the DNR from regulating forever chemicals because they say that's our authority to do it. And then they say, and we'll do it when we're ready to do it. And they are not ready to do it, and they'll never be ready to do it. And you will continue, you will start to see forever chemicals in the Chippewa flowage. You will start to see forever chemicals in lakes throughout northern Wisconsin. You know, you like Minocqua, you like Land O'Lakes, you like that area? Well, I'll tell you what, get up there and start swimming in it pretty darn quick, because at some point, you're not going to be able to because of forever chemicals. Forever chemicals are used for things like, you know, foam to fight fires, things like no stick pans, that kind of thing. Okay, that's important. You can do that kind of manufacture of the chemicals somewhere other than Wisconsin, somewhere other than a state with a lot of pure groundwater. It's as simple as that. Go somewhere else. There are deserts with no groundwater somewhere. Do it somewhere else. Figure out a way to dispose it other than in clean water, Paul. Other than in clean water. It's not a question of saying, I'm a tree hugger, not a tree hugger, I'm an environmentalist, I'm not. Do you like cancer in your water? They can't drink from their wells in these counties in Kewaunee and Marinette and some of them up there. Soon you're not going to, and also wetlands. They dry them up. They dry them up. They pump water and dry up lakes and streams. If you like clean water, do not vote Republican. If you're a fisherman or a hunter, you like clean water, do not vote Republican. If you like your pension, definitely don't vote Republican. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.